JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and welcome to another program. Today we'll highlight a few of the 2014 Labor Day projects across the island. And as usual for our special Child Month feature, we'll continue sharing the views of our children Roundabout JA. Stay with us. Each year, Labor Day provides an opportunity for Jamaicans to give back, whether by donating material or through manual labor. This year is no different. Today, we'll highlight some projects carried out across the island with the help of our reporters.
Activities for Labor Day 2014 across Western Jamaica got off to an early morning start with over 170 registered projects between the parishes of St. Anne, Trelawney, St. James, and Hanover. Volunteers were quite visible as we roved across the parishes. In St. James, over 300 persons turned out to lend support to the infirmary, the parish project. Work involved construction of some 300 feet of perimeter wall. The Springmount Police Station in the southern section of the parish also came in for some attention. Co-chairman of the St. James Labor Day Planning Committee, Mayor of Montego Bay Councillor Glendon Harris, says he's satisfied with the level of support the residents from within the parish have given to the day's activities.
Projects in St. James this year is just overwhelming.
It was also a large contingent of volunteers that turned out at the Ramble Police Station, the Hanover Parish Project, to complete the work with some volunteers that started earlier in this week. The volunteers got to work painting the inside and outside walls of the station, repairing windows, tiling floors, and repairing furniture, among other tasks. Trelawney, with its 25 registered projects, was not short on activity, as several gathered at the main project located in Ulster Spring to assist in refurbishing a building to be used to house the Ulster Spring Branch Library. The Clarkstown Police Station also benefited from general cleaning and repairs. The St. Anne's Bay Police Station Barracks was a beehive of activity as volunteers embarked on general repair work, painting of interior and exterior walls, and improving sanitary facilities. Brian Miller reporting for Roundabout JA.
Within a few weeks, students and staff at the Almontown Infant School in Kingston will be able to consume more locally grown produce following the installation of a vegetable garden on Labor Day. The garden was planted by members of staff of the Ministry of Finance and Planning as part of their Labor Day 2014 project. They were assisted by community members, parents and staff at the school.
We'll be creating a vegetable garden to enhance the nutrition of our school feeding program.
Principal for the Almontown Infant School, Dorothy Mason Bama. Seedlings planted include callaloo, cucumber, pumpkin, hot and sweet peppers, and broccoli. Reporting for Roundabout JA, I am Prince Moore.
The South Camp Remand and Correctional Center in Kingston received a new and improved library on Labor Day. The 36 girls at the facility now have access to the new library, thanks to the Kiwanis Club of Constant Spring and the Grace Kennedy Foundation. Commissioner of Corrections Javine Bent says the library was selected as the facility's project following a discussion with the Kiwanis Club.
We have an old, antiquated library, and the girls love books. And I'm so excited about it because I know the girls are going to be blown away when they realize that they have a library.
The club will be providing books for the library as well as computers and an air conditioning unit. Reporting for Roundabout JA, I am Carlene Brown.
Did you know that Vision 2030 has a plan of action to achieve goals every 3 years? To find out more, log on to vision2030.gov.jm. For the month of May, we've been focusing on our children, giving them a chance to share their views. Today we ask why it's important for children to obey their parents.
Because it's their parents, and their parents are going to tell them something wrong.
The theme for Child Month is Parents Take Responsibility, Break the Cycle. And that's it for today's Journey Roundabout JA. Thanks to Prince Moore, my engineer. I'm Ruth Ankar, and until then, walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.